Welcome to the fourth episode of Words for Wednesday, a weekly moment to center and reflect. I'm Dara, your disembodied voice and guide. Were you ever read to as a child? What a lovely experience it can be. While typically a pre-bedtime routine, this morning I will read to you. This passage is from The Places That Scare You, A Guide to Fearlessness in Difficult Times. It was written by Pema Chodron, an American Buddhist nun trained in the Tibetan tradition. I will begin with the beginning. Chapter 1, titled The Excellence of Bodhicitta. When I was about 6 years old, I received the essential bodhicitta teaching from an old woman sitting in the sun. I was walking by her house one day feeling lonely, unloved, and mad, kicking anything I could find. Laughing, she said to me, "Little girl, don't you go letting life harden your heart." Right there, I received this pith instruction. We can let the circumstances of our lives harden us so that we become increasingly resentful and afraid, or we can let them soften us and make us kinder and more open to what scares us. We always have this choice. If we were to ask the Buddha, "What is bodhicitta?" he might tell us that this word is easier to understand than to translate. He might encourage us to seek out ways to find its meaning in our own lives. He might tantalize us by adding that it is only bodhicitta that heals. The bodhicitta is capable of transforming the hardest of hearts and the most prejudiced and fearful of minds. Citta means mind, and also heart, or attitude. Bodhi means awake, enlightened, or completely open. Sometimes the completely open heart and mind of bodhicitta is called the soft spot, a place as vulnerable and tender as an open wound. It is equated, in part, with our ability to love. Even the cruelest people have this soft spot. Even the most vicious animals love their offspring. As Trungpa Rinpoche put it, "Everybody loves something, even if it's only tortillas." Bodhicitta is also equated, in part, with compassion, our ability to feel the pain that we share with others. Without realizing it, we continually shield ourselves from this pain because it scares us. We put up protective walls made of opinions, prejudices, and strategies, barriers that are built on a deep fear of being hurt. These walls are further fortified by emotions of all kinds: anger, craving, indifference, jealousy and envy, arrogance and pride. But fortunately for us, the soft spot, our innate ability to love and to care about things, is like a crack in these walls we erect. It's a natural opening in the barriers we create when we're afraid. With practice, we can learn to find this opening. We can learn to seize that vulnerable moment, love, gratitude, loneliness, embarrassment, inadequacy, to awaken bodhicitta. An analogy for bodhicitta is the rawness of a broken heart. Sometimes this broken heart gives birth to anxiety and panic, sometimes to anger, resentment, and blame. But under the hardness of that armor, there is a tenderness of genuine sadness. This is our link with all those who have ever loved. This genuine heart of sadness can teach us great compassion. It can humble us when we're arrogant and soften us when we are unkind. It awakens us when we prefer to sleep and pierces through our indifference. This continual ache of the heart is a blessing that, when accepted fully, can be shared with all. Activity invitation. The next time you have a sense of being caught in between, the next time you feel sadness, call a friend and read to them. I hope these words could be heard in the place you are at the moment. If not, listen again later or simply wait for the next episode of Words for Wednesday.